I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Here we have today a word from Jesus that we all need to hear. A word from Jesus about a commandment that we have to live. It doesn't speak about works. It doesn't speak about the works of righteousness. It doesn't speak about the works of the law. It's not about obeying the Ten Commandments. It's not about doing things at the right time at the right place. It has nothing to do with labor or works or good works. It has everything to do with following the command of Jesus and doing as He would have us to do. He gives us a new commandment that we should love one another. Now, I know that is not always an easy commandment to live by. Isn't that right, Ted?
That's right.
I have them well trained, don't I? It's not an easy commandment to live by. It's not always easy to love one another. In the last 12 years of my ministry, I've pastored a whole bunch of churches. I've been an associate pastor at the same time in two different churches in North Carolina, Westover and Rehoboth. I was the pastor for four churches at one point, Pine Tops, Temperance Hall, McKendree, and Marvin. I was the pastor of three churches in North Texas, out in Hunt County, when I first came back to Texas, Celeste, Kingston, and White Rock. I was the pastor at Cockrell Hill. I was the pastor at Trenton and Blue Ridge. And I've been the pastor at Beverly Drive. Did anybody keep count?
128.
No. I've pastored 11 different churches that were my own. 13 if you count my two associate pastors. But let's set them aside because they were really big churches and not exactly the same kind of thing as we are today. Of those smaller appointments, the 4-point charge in North Carolina, the 3-point charge in North Texas, a 2-point charge in North Texas, and two station churches, Cockrell Hill and Beverly Drive, every single one of them has had two things that are true about it. And it's true about Beverly Drive as well. It's been filled with people who have expressed God's love to me. Most of you know I came to Beverly Drive from an appointment, and it really wasn't the best for me. But even in the worst church, most difficult appointment I've ever had, where there were people out there, my friends, who hated my guts, there were people in that church who loved me. And on those Sundays when those killers would be out there shooting their mental darts at me, I would locate certain faces, certain people who I knew loved me and I knew cared for me, and I'd seen stand up to these other people at PPR meetings. I would focus in on their faces because I could see the love and the concern radiating out of them. But that was an unusual case. In all those other churches, including this one, there were many, many, many people who loved me deeply, who cared for me. They were loving congregations. I have been blessed, for the most part, with greatly loving congregations who have lived by the commandment, "This is my commandment, that you love one another." But just as much as this is true, that the people in this congregation, the people in those congregations, were loving Christians, so also it was true there, and it's true here, that we, being human beings, tend to segregate ourselves off into groups. This group as opposed to that group. This Sunday school class as opposed to that Sunday school class. This group over here opposed to that group over there. I mean, you could have divided yourselves up by the alphabet and it wouldn't have mattered. It would have been a group here and a group there and a group over there. That's part of human nature, to divide off into cliques or into groups and pit yourselves against one another. And when we do that, my friends, when we divide ourselves up into groups, that loving character which becomes so evident and so wonderful from up here tends to fade away. Jesus said, "The world will know that you're my disciples if you love one another." And if you don't love one another, this is the implied statement, if you don't love one another, how can you possibly love the world? The lost in the world who need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, who need to hear the good news of the atoning sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for our sins, who need to hear that their sins are forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. How are we to proclaim the good news of the gospel if we don't have love for each other? If we don't show that love for each other? I have permission to give this story. I don't have permission to tell the names or anything. But there was several years ago here, and I had a conversation about this just recently, so I know it's okay to say this. There was several years ago here a feeling of animosity between one person who sat on one pew and another person who sat on another pew. And it was so bad that one said to themselves, "I'm not going to take communion today, because my heart's not right." And the other one said to themselves, entirely independent, "I'm not going to take communion today because my heart's not right." And so neither took communion that day. And neither were open to God's grace that day. The grace that could have broken down the walls, the barriers that were dividing them. My friends, Jesus' words here are clear. This is my commandment, that you love one another. He didn't say that you love some of the others. He didn't say that you love one another except those in that particular class or that particular group, those who have and those who haven't. No. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another." And I know from personal experience that this is a congregation that does have the love of God in it, bubbling forth, overflowing with giving and forgiving. Those two individuals eventually broke down the barriers between them. It took much work on their part, but they managed to do it. They broke down those barriers by the grace of God. And by the grace of God flowing forth through our lives today, it is possible that by faith God can break down the barriers that still exist. Jesus' word is clear. This is my commandment, that you love one another. And that means, my friend, taking that love that God gives you, that I can see pouring out of you every Sunday when I preach, and turning it and giving it to your neighbors, regardless of what group they're in, and then taking it and together giving it to all those who need to hear the good news of God's saving grace. My prayer for Beverly Drive in the coming years, in the coming days, in the coming weeks, in the coming months, in the coming pastorate of my sister and friend, Nan Davis, my prayer for you and for her is that not only will she get to know the love that I have enjoyed these 4 years, that I have basked in these 4 years, not only will she get to know the love and the grace of God and a wonderful, loving congregation, but also that she will be able to see the love that you have for each other and the love that you have for each other multiplying to the love for a hurting world. You have so much to give, so much grace, so much strength, such a good word of the forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ on the cross. You have a gospel message to proclaim. You have the will and the desire and the energy and the grace to proclaim it in word and most especially in deed. This is a church known throughout the North Texas Conference as a church devoted to service and ministry to others. You are positioned beautifully to take the love that God has poured out into you and to pour it out for others. Don't let that desire to separate off into groups, into factions, pitting one group against another. Don't allow that desire to split off into groups, into factions, which do nothing but harbor bitterness towards each other. Don't allow that human, sinful desire to overcome the grace of God in your life. For my friends, I can look from up here and see, even with my glasses off, I can look from up here and see the love of God. Show that love to each other. Support and uplift each other as you have supported and uplifted me these 4 years. And then take that love and that support and that grace outside these doors to every person that you meet. This Sunday, next Sunday, the Sunday after that, and the Sunday after that, to the second Sunday of June, in the scriptures that the lectionary has given us between now and then, I'm going to be making some kinds of observations like this. I'm going to be engaging what is known as the prophetic office of the church. Preaching is prophecy, my friends. And I want to say a few words to you about the wonderful potential, the wonderful grace that God has given you, the wonderful opportunity that you have as the people of God right here, right now. Not somewhere off in the future, but today. The wonderful gift you have been given, the gift of love. I'm going to be speaking about that over the next 3 Sundays and encouraging you, exhorting you. Exhortation comes from 2 Latin words, which means to compel with much encouragement. I'm going to be exhorting you, my friends, to lift up this commandment of Christ and to latch on to all the gifts that God has given this church and carry them forward. And my prayer for you between now and then and beyond, and know that you will always be in my prayers, my prayer for you is that you will do that in faith and step out in faith. Don't just believe that you can do it. Remember the chair sermon, Ted?
Yes, I heard it several times.
6 times, you said. 6 times, you said. 4 times here, once at Faith City Mission, and once at Midtown Manor. He's heard the faith sermon, the chair sermon, 6 times. He ought to be able to give it himself.
One more time.
Faith is not just belief. It's action, my friend. And God has given you the grace, all the grace you need, all the love you need, all the power and strength you need to step out in faith on His promises, on this commandment that you love one another so that the world will know and see that you are Christ's disciples and will want to join you in your discipleship. Don't just sit there and say, I believe we can be a loving church. I believe we can grow. I believe that we can reach out to those who haven't heard the gospel. I believe we can do these good works. I believe we can act in faith. Don't just say I can believe it. Do it. Step out in faith, knowing that God's grace will undergird you and lift you up and carry you forward. And cling on to God's grace, knowing that He is always there for you. This is my commandment, Jesus said, that you love one another. Love one another, my brothers and sisters. Love one another, hold each other up, pray for each other, so that you may be well fitted to do what Christ calls you to do. And that's to make disciples of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.